Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first caller of the day. Place all fears aside and know there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Hello, and how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Fabulous.
That's one wonderful thing. And, you know, it's amazing, even amidst life's trials, we can get back to that place if we're patient with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
you have to be good to yourself. That's important.
It is important. And you have to believe that all is well in order to get back to that place if you slipped from it.
Right.
And count your blessings.
Every day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this morning I was looking out and it was only like 80. And I said, what a blessing. Well, of course, by 11 o'clock it was 100. So I thought we had that much extra cool air in the early morning today, which we haven't had for days. It's been running really high in the numbers, near 100.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and so I thought that was a blessing. I thought that was something I had prayed about, and it happened.
Sure, and whether or not you'd actually prayed about that, that is a blessing because it provides relief. And I think it also points up and underscores the fact that there are a lot of things that we take for granted that are blessings. And sometimes we may be down on our luck, but there always are blessings in our lives if we but look for them.
Right.
Just to let people know, we only have three of you so far today, which is great. It means that we'll be able to spend a little more time with you. And if there are other callers, it will mean probably just 5 minutes or so with Ada Marie. But let me give you her contact information, because if you want a full session, she gives you the first 15 minutes for free. And you can find her online on the World Wide Web at thegoldenoracle.com. Better yet, you can call her and schedule a session. She is on the West Coast time, so you would need to translate to that. And she's available between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. And something that we've developed as a tradition on the show is to talk about a topic first. And for those of you that didn't hear it in the introduction, the first caller of the day gets to suggest the topic. And our first caller today is the only one I've talked to so far, and her name is Catherine. And she would like to talk about love and a certain aspect of love, but we can get to that. Let's talk about the different kinds of love and meanings attached to that.
Okay. Well, there are so many different kinds, because love is a power, believe it or not, of its own birth. Love is a power, and you can take that power anywhere you want. You can take it to a very positive, wonderful place and hold it there and spend your whole life in a good wonderful life. Or you can take it down to the ground and you can get trod on. And, you know, love is not something that is, it's just not something to just wonder about. It's something to realize. It's a reality. It's a thing. It's a real, honest-to-goodness entity.
Yes.
It can be happy. It can be sad. It can be good. It can be bad. But in everything it is, there is a lesson. Now, if you're going through an ordeal and it's difficult, remember, you have somewhere along the line in your life asked for this lesson. It is a lesson. Look into it as if you were looking for the lesson intended for you to learn. And then you'll only have it happen once or twice. You see, it's a lesson. The universe has strange ways, its miracles, to perform. And many, many people don't realize that when they're going through what they call a bad scene or a bad time, what they are doing, if they were paying attention to what was going on, they would be learning something very valuable for them, not for the world, but for themselves.
Oh, that's very true, and it actually reminds me of a situation I'm going through right now with a friend who tends to play the victim if something doesn't go her way.
Yeah.
And recently I had to let her go from some of the work she did for me, because somebody's come along that's willing to do it for free for me.
Yeah.
And I still am going to keep her in my employ, and I've referred to her to several other people, but she's taking a very hostile attitude toward me through her hurt and not willing to listen to my side of the story.
If that's the case, the blessing here is, the lesson is for you to release her.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel very confident that is the lesson. However, I loaned her money, which she's been working off. And so the trade-off for me would be I would be out X amount of dollars that I'd used to help her a year or so ago. But it may be worth that. You know,
for peace of mind, it would be.
If the energy's toxic, nobody deserves to take on toxic energy, and that's an act of self-preservation and self-love to come to that understanding and not allow it to happen, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm glad you said it, because you said it perfectly, so people really were listening. And I'm sure that most people got it, because they don't, you know, you told of the incident and then you told how to deal with it and how to release it. And you did a wonderful job.
Proud
of you.
Well, thank you. I think it's important for us to testify about events in our lives. And we learn best from stories. And what better way to learn than to have people share their experiences and their own lessons to get a better sense on what it means to us and to prepare us for situations that might come our way. One of the things Catherine wanted to talk about is being patient when there's some kind of lack. And my situation speaks to that a little bit. But what would you say about that, Ada Marie?
I say it's extremely important, because whenever there's a problem, usually the problem is dealt with by people who don't have the patience or the understanding to be silent and let themselves understand exactly what is happening and not what appears on the surface. Because what appears on the surface is usually what people who haven't had time to think something out well are just upset about, and they're not really trying to understand what's going on.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they might get to some understanding other than through prayer and direct messages from God would be to discuss a situation either with the person with whom we have the issue or to discuss it with somebody else that may have some insight that they could share. So the
seller had been through it themselves and they know with their insight how to help you.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Anything else you'd like to say about that?
Well, the thing I think that is important is that if you run into that problem, it's because you need the lesson.
I love it. Absolutely.
Yep.
No question. I've received my lesson, and so now I need to decide how to be good to myself.
Right. And that's the thing that comes out of the whole thing is how can you be good to yourself and do the things you need to do and be able to allow others, to do what they're going to do. Some of the people create the problem, and then you have to overcome it with yourself. But what are they doing with it? Are they badgering you, or have they gone on their way to leave you alone to work on yourself?
Right. I think the one other consideration that we might want to keep in mind is, yes, we want to be good to ourselves, but we don't want to cause harm to somebody else. I mean, sometimes
Absolutely.
Feel good because they've taken revenge against somebody else, but that's not a loving act.
And you know what it is? What they've done is they've set up something to return to them.
That's right, right.
That's what happens. It establishes
karma.
To themselves.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it returns.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you want to say?
Well, I can't think of anything right offhand. I think that we pretty well covered whatever, as much as anybody could use at this time.
I think so, too. And we're going to go to Catherine now.
Okay.
She has any follow-up questions with regards to the topic, we would welcome that. Likewise, we will welcome your question. So, Catherine, I have you and you're live.
Hi, Ada Marie. Thank you, David.
Sure.
Hi.
The reason why I had asked that question was because this is something that has really been driving me a little bit crazy for a while now. In one respect, it's kind of interesting. You were talking about all the different kinds of love. In one respect, I have an enormous outpouring of love, let's say, from my children. I'm a single mom,
right.
And both of my kids are a little bit older. They're young adults now, and they're disabled, and their world, you know, they rely on me for much, for, you know, many things. And I'm very blessed that these two kids kiss the ground I walk on. I mean, not literally, obviously, but, you know, they think that I am just it. And that's fantastic because I know a lot of parents would just kill to have what I have. My children, they adore me and they respect me and they treat me with such wonderful manners and they are just, they're wonderful. And I am so blessed that we are quite the threesome. However, I have not had a romantic relationship in about 10 years, almost 10 years now. The last person I was actually, I was engaged to, and then I realized that, you know, this, I learned from my, I've only been married once, but I had a lot of lessons that I felt I really learned. And I think that this engagement that I ended was a test for me because 6 weeks prior, I had to ask myself, do I really want to go through all this again? And the answer was no. And I ended it. And I ended it. And looking back, I felt like I could hold my head out high because I thought that's a lesson I learned. You know, I got that one. And for a good 5 years after that ended, I didn't want anyone else because it was such a stressful And it was a stressful time, and it was a stressful relationship, and there was so much muck that I had to, you know, metaphorically get off me But, you know, for the last 5 years or so, excuse me, I've really been wanting a partner. And so that's why I had mentioned to David, you know, having the patience to wait. And, you know, but now I feel like I look up at the sky, even though I know that the next dimension isn't, you know, light years away. But I look up at the sky and I think, okay, any time would be good, but now would be even better. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good, yeah.
So what ready. Can you advise, what Ada Marie, tell me what's coming into your noggin.
Well, I will tell you that when there is, when now you're ready, so you don't have to mm-hmm. do anything. You just have to be ready. But stop looking, stop wondering, find a project that'll take up your time. So that will come in its good time, and you'll be surprised how fast it'll show up.
You know, funny you mentioned that, because I only just started a crafting business, and I'm sitting here doing that as I was waiting for the call to come on. I'm just sitting here, you know, doing my thing. So, and you said, you know, mm-hmm. you need to busy yourself with other, and I'm thinking, perfect. I'm looking
yeah.
down at everything that I'm busying myself with, so I can check that one. I'm like, okay, got it.
Right. That's good. You got it. That's wonderful.
Is there anything else that she can do?
Well, She picked the one thing that would allow her to spread out and do many things.
Mm.
Because that's what happens when she picked something that would allow her to relax and enjoy it, but also open up the doors to many other options. So that was a very, very well thought out, or she received it from her own meditation and her own blessings. But she's ready now, and she is doing more than one thing, and will continue, and things will build. She's going to have a very happy, wonderful life.
When do you see somebody coming into her path?
Holiday time.
Oh.
Okay, well, the holiday time is next week, because I'm choosing Independence Day.
Okay, but... You know, when I'm saying the holiday time, the reason I'm saying it is because there are a number of holidays coming up. And if you don't look for something, you'll find it. But if you look for it, you won't find it, because you won't see it. So it'll
mm-hmm.
get past you. So you got, you know, we got a lot of holiday time. It could be Easter. It could be Christmas. It could be any time. It could be the fall solstice. I mean, you just know you'll feel it. You'll feel it inside of you. And I know you have the strength and the wisdom to know when that feeling comes that you are real close.
Thank you.
What do you have to say about that, Catherine?
That's a lot to chew on, but essentially I think she just, I think Ada Marie verified what I already knew in my heart and in my head anyway, you know,
right.
which is
right.
interesting. Yeah, busy yourself so you don't drive yourself crazy with wondering when things are going to happen, and and before you know it, it's going to fall into your lap, so just, you know. Take life as it comes, and
it'll happen when you least expect it.
Okay.
Good plan, honey. Good plan.
okay.
Well, let us
Can
know
I
how you do.
Continue to listen. Thank you. I
Absolutely.
Will. I will let you know.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
You're welcome
okay.
to listen. And all I'm going to do is mute your microphone, but you'll be able to hear.
Okay. Great. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
Have
for
a nice
point.
Evening,
and
both
thank
of you.
You for. Yeah, thanks for suggesting the topic.
You're welcome.
Did she cover everything about that you would like to hear about love?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, you betcha.
Right. Okay. Well, have a good day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay. Our next caller is a Skype caller, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura, hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. I'm great, and Ada Marie's fabulous.
So,
remember that?
My question. Yeah, go ahead.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
No. I was going to say something silly. Go ahead. You go ahead with your question.
I was just wondering. I've been looking for a job for a while, and I had an interview today, and I wondered if you see me actually being offered that position. It's a contract, a long-term contract. Do you see me getting that?
Do I see you getting that job?
Yes.
I see that you have, okay, you could, the job is yours if you decide to be on time and make it, get there.
What do you mean by that? She had the interview today. Do you see her getting it? Or?
Yes, I do see her getting it, but she has to be on time for that job. I mean, she can't come in 5 minutes late.
Oh, you're talking about after she has it, she has to be timely.
Right. She has to be very timely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a given
a
that she's going to get the job, right?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think they like her, but there's stickers about time.
Oh.
If you're 5 minutes early, you're on time, you know. Like in show business, if you're going to be on time, you got to be there a half hour ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, they won't even keep you for the rest of the term of your contract. They'll just fire you.
Right.
You have to be there ahead of time, 15 to 20 minutes. It depends on what company you're working for.
So do you,
what were you
think
gonna say,
that'll
Laura?
Be really successful? I'm always
yes.
on time. I'm really a stickler for it myself. Do you see me?
Any what?
I didn't get what she said.
I know. She just dropped. There must have been a problem with her phone line. She'll call back.
Yeah.
Well, we had another caller, and they dropped, too, so I hope it's not a problem with the studio. Catherine is still with us,
mm-hmm.
and we could return to her and have further discussion. If there's some other thing that she would like to have us talk about, we're always glad to dialogue. But she got shy, and she disappeared.
How funny is that?
Yeah. So it's just you and me. What shall we talk about?
Well, there's just a million things we could talk about, but I think we should talk about the blessings we're receiving in this season, because there are so many things. The weather is crazy half of the time, and everything you go to do, you can't get done because there's something in your way. And I'm wondering if that isn't the lesson for patience.
That makes sense. I think that could be one of the lessons for patients. Laura, I see you just called back. We're having just a slight discussion, but hang on to whatever your question was, and we'll come back to you. So that's a really intriguing idea.
Well, I think I know I had to learn patience as a child because my grandmother was real strict, and you know, you had to be there and do everything when she wanted it done, and you had to stand and wait and wait and wait and wait, and you finally would get so sometimes you'd feel like falling asleep, but you had to stay awake because she had to have help. So I've had a lot of experience in what I'm going to do with my patients when I see myself coming into that situation. I think, wait a minute, I know exactly what I have to do here, and then I do it.
Well, Grandma trained you well.
Yeah, she did.
It may not have been pleasant at the time, but it was a good life lesson.
It has been, and I've been able to go and do a lot of things that people are shocked that I can do it, but I had plenty of time of being patient to learn how to figure it out.
Mm. Well, it's interesting that you say that we look at some of these things that we didn't particularly like as blessings. I think it's also useful to say that there are some very painful things that can happen in your life where you might sit down and cry out, why me? And those are some of the biggest lessons that we can learn from when we come upon hard times.
That's absolutely true.
I mean, there is a silver lining in every dark cloud, and we may not see it as we go through it, but if we can cling to the faith that this is meant to bring us to our greater good, even as painful as it may be, and hang in there, then beautiful things are going to happen down the line.
And they are, and they do.
Yeah.
They actually do happen.
Right.
It's amazing that sometimes you're standing in muddy water and you're thinking, what am I doing here? I should just get out of here and leave this place and go away. And yet, you know inside of you that that's not going to happen because you're supposed to be right where you are.
Yeah, well.
And then later, maybe 5 or 6 years later, you'll see something happen and somebody will be fussing and you can say to them, wait a minute, that's not the way it is. Just stand still and let the water drain away.
Mm.
You know, they've got to be patient.
That's a good metaphor. I like it very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Catherine is back again, so she wanted to listen some more. And let's go back to Laura and pick up her line of questioning.
Right.
Laura was the one that was calling you about the job, if she would get the job she interviewed for, and you also talked about being timely. And Laura, you are live.
Hi, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. We got disconnected, but thanks for putting me back in.
Yeah, it was a problem with the studio. A couple of you became disconnected.
It just happened.
Yep.
So I was just wondering, Ada, do you see this going long term and me being successful with this contract? Do you think they'll extend me?
You just need to be on top of everything and timely, and know when you're hearing somebody talking, know where they're at. You know what I mean? Not what they're saying, but where they're at when they're talking.
Oh.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Laura?
Well,
you mean to know where they're coming from? Is that what you're
saying? Right. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Know when they're talking, where they're at, where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
What energy are they coming from? Because
a lot
of people they got two faces and some of them have three.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know.
Right.
So be aware.
I know. The one guy that brought me into the interview with his boss today. I brought my stuff to show, and he didn't want me to show it. And I was curious about why he didn't want me to show any of my work. Because I brought a briefcase, and he didn't want to see any of it. Hmm? That's unusual.
Why would he
bring stuff,
he brought you in?
Well, that's what I was wondering. It was... I'm just wondering about that.
Is it possible that he just felt so impressed by her otherwise that he decided he didn't need to see it, Ada Marie?
Well, it seems like it goes further than that.
Mm-hmm.
If her work had been well accepted, he might have lost control of her. Because he's bringing her in, so he wants to be the one in control of the whole thing.
Oh.
You see.
What about the other person that was there, Laura?
Yeah, that was his boss. So I would have thought that he would want he would want me to showcase what I bring to the table. And then on my resume, at the top, the header, I have a title of all this different kind of stuff that I do, you know, my role.
Right.
And I think he was more concerned because he said, well, this is going to be a role where you're going to execute. You're not going to be, like, in charge of rolling it out and everything. And I said, oh, I'm fine with that. I said, I'm used to, you know, getting into the weeds, rolling up my sleeves and doing whatever needs to get done. I said, I don't always manage or roll out the project. I don't always do that. I said, so it won't bother me if I'm not managing the project. And I said, whatever you need me to do, I can do.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he's not worried I'm going to step on his toes because I'm not, I would never do that. But I don't,
no,
yeah,
you
I was
wouldn't
just
do
wondering
that,
why.
But he may be thinking that you could be standing in his shoes because you're more qualified.
Right. That's what my concern was, that because it's between me and another person, and the other person is much more junior experience. The other person only has 4 years of experience, and he might be more comfortable with that person. Do you know what I mean?
Could be.
Because I didn't understand why he didn't want me to show my work. That's what I was thinking. Maybe he might be concerned I'm going to show him up or something. And I'm not like that. I work as a team. I'm there to help him.
No.
What should she do, Ada Marie?
Well, there's nothing she can do now except sort of wait and be aware of whenever something changes or he changes his attitude. I have a feeling that the guy isn't competent in the work that he is doing, and like her boss I'm talking about, that there's a problem. He has his own problem with being able to bring somebody in because most people know more than he does.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You still see her getting the job?
Yeah, she'll get the job.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just see how it goes.
I just have to show him that I'm not there to, you know, outshine him. I'm there to help him and support him.
I know.
I have to bring him. Yeah.
Right, right. So we'll just see how he is. He's a little bit, he isn't quite qualified for the job that he's got, actually. So, yeah, he's going to have a lot of help from you.
Well, that's what I'm going to be there for. So I just want everything to go really well. I want to get along really well
right.
with everybody, and I want to do a good job. I really do.
You will. There's no question about that.
Long-term
job.
So that's what I need. I need a long-term job, and I need to get along with everybody. I don't want any problems, because even
right.
if you do a good job, people can undermine you for their own reasons.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't want that happening.
They do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that. That happens.
I just want to know, do you see me working well with this guy?
Oh, we're going to fill a house of light? Yeah. You'll work fine with everybody. You just fill the house with divine love and light every day before you get there. Just fill the whole place with divine love and light, and it'll make a big difference.
Thanks, Ada Marie. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Thanks, David.
You'll do fine.
Yeah,
thank you for calling, Laura, and best wishes on your new job. What time zone are you in?
I'm Eastern Standard Time.
Well, I know it may be difficult for you to call in to this show, although we do go till 6 p.m. If you can, let us know what happens. If not, call in to one of my evening shows, and I'll pass on the news to Ada Marie.
Okay.
Or you
okay.
can call her yourself.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Okay.
I appreciate it. It's been a long time. It's been a long dry spell for me. I need this job.
Best wishes.
Okay.
Sounds like you're going to get it from what Ada Marie says.
I really feel she is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
thanks,
confident
Ada Marie.
Yes.
David, can I just
God
listen
bless,
in?
Laura. Well, yes, absolutely.
I'm going to listen in, okay?
Laura, would
thank
you do us a favor and suggest a topic because we don't have any other callers. We do have one other suggested the topic for the top of the hour. And we'll be glad to talk about whatever you're interested in.
Well, I like love.
Oh,
and
guess
I know
what?
We just talked about that.
Well, is there more you would like to say about love, Ada Marie?
There's much to say about love.
Well, go for it.
Well, you know, love is a power. It's really a power, and how it is used or how it is accepted or how it rolls out is what makes life go around. But love is one of the greatest powers there is, and when it's used in a divine form, it builds and builds and builds health and strength and wisdom, and all, everything comes from love. Any building that you've seen built by a contractor or something has to be started with love. It doesn't happen any other way. It's the same way with clothing or a car or anything. The cars that are the best cared for are the cars that the people love, and they last for a long, long time. A lady came and she was driving a 1994 Chevrolet, and in excellent condition and clean. And I said, "You love your car?" And she said, oh, yes, I do. And it's in good shape. And I said, "I'm sure it is. You know, you could tell." So whatever it is that a person really puts their love into, that shines and that works and it continues to work.
I agree with that. I'm wondering if we can take it a step further and say whether or not when you truly love something in your life, I mean, we certainly love people.
Yeah.
Things. We have passions. We have interests. We have hopes and dreams. And when we love those things, they will manifest for us, won't they?
They absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. One wonderful experience was we had a child in our family was born deaf and couldn't hear and could not see very well. Well, it smiled. Regardless, the baby smiled all the time, all the time. And by that time that the baby was old enough, he was crawling and stuff like that, but he was sitting up, he would smile. And pretty soon, he would say one word that somebody used a lot, and then he would say that word.
Would,
you know?
Would he have gotten that from reading people's lips? If he was deaf, he couldn't have heard the word.
Because he couldn't hear the words.
Mm-hmm.
So when they took him to an ear doctor, you know, to have her to the doctor, and to look for his deafness, the doctor examined him, and he said, "Well, my goodness, we can fix this." And he took whatever they take, and they reached in that baby's ear, and they pulled out this long piece of, well, I suppose it was a piece of skin or whatever it was, and he could hear fine.
Really?
Something was just stuck in his ear, but no, the doctor didn't do it. It came with him when he came.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, the pediatrician that came, he said he could have stuck that in his ear in the womb if it was floating around. He said, you know, the baby floats around in water, and he could have stuck that in his ear when he was little, when he was in the body.
Hmm.
I thought that was an interesting suggestion. I never thought of that.
Absolutely. Well, what else can we say about love?
Well, that it's divine. And don't ever forget it. Love is divine. It comes from God, and it is in a form of divinity. It is always true. Even though people love for the wrong reasons, the love isn't bad. It's their reasoning that's bad. And don't forget it. The love itself is divine. Always is, always was, always will be.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, in the beginning of the show, you talked about how love is a power, and that's where it comes from.
That's right.
Yeah.
It comes directly from God.
And likewise, when we practice unconditional love, we are opening ourselves to our own divinity.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can look at some poor little person and they're so confused and frustrating, and you just see them filled with love and light and let them be filled, even though they're being ornery, that don't matter. You just keep pouring that love into them, and eventually they relax.
Mm-hmm.
They relax.
Mm.
Because they're not fighting. Love doesn't fight.
Good point. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It does not.
No.
No, and it asks not in return.
Right. It asks nothing in return. So
yeah, yeah.
It's good. I was with some young children this morning or earlier today, and the one little boy kept hitting, you know, he kept hitting anybody close to him. And so I went over and I picked him up, and I put him on my lap, and I said, "Now, tell me why you were hitting everybody." He said, "Well, that's what my daddy does. He just always hits us."
Mm.
Well, you know, that took it to a different level, and I said, "Well, that's too bad." I said, maybe daddy will stop that, and you can love him and kiss him on the knee. Or on the hand. Maybe he'll stop." But it just went to a whole different place than I thought it was going to go.
Yes.
I thought he was doing it for attention.
No, no. Well, that's amazing. And I suppose it could have also been an opportunity to intervene if there's abuse going on. I don't know.
I didn't see any abuse, but...
Okay.
There could have been, yeah.
It sounds like he was referring to that, or I don't know. That was my interpretation as you told the story. Well, you know, I have a friend who was severely beaten by her father when she was growing up, and that's why my ears kind of perked up.
Yeah, well, you know, I know people in life whose father beat them mercilessly, I tell you.
Yeah.
For what?
Right.
For what reason? And most every one of them had run away from home and never went back.
Well, with good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, they literally, when they got old enough in school and learned enough, they left.
That's what happened to my friend. She left.
Mm-hmm.
She found other relatives to take her in, and she escaped the abuse. But it left a lifelong scar on her, and she's had to learn how to love herself because she didn't, you know.
Yeah, well, of course she didn't, because she wasn't given an opportunity.
No, no, no. She was never taught love. It wasn't patterned for her.
That was so sad.
Yeah, it is sad. But, you know, again, for whatever reason, there are a lot of mysteries in life, and it could well have something to do with a previous lifetime where she needed to reenact the other side of the equation with her father. She might have been a perpetrator in another lifetime.
That's true. She could have been.
And the lesson for her was that she had to learn that nobody is more important, or no love is more important than the love you have for yourself. And once she discovered that, it came to her in other ways.
Right.
And
her life changed.
Absolutely changed. You know, she's a nurse now. She has a special needs child who she loves dearly. and feel so blessed. When her daughter was born with Down syndrome, she wondered what God was doing to her, but now she views it as such a blessing because this child is as innocent as can be and as loving as can be and happy as can be and gives her nothing but love, and that's something she didn't find as a child.
And she didn't even know when it first came to her why it was coming.
No, she didn't. But she came to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That happens. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, here I am sharing some life examples today.
That's a good thing. We need to do it back and forth. That's wonderful.
Well, we all have stories to tell, don't we?
Yes, everyone does.
And it can be important sometimes for us to tell the stories for our own healing. And likewise, it can be very important to share the stories to help others who might be going through similar things.
Right. And then it gives them hope and insight.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
A good thing.
Well, is there anything else to be said about love, or shall we call it a day?
Well, we could talk about it for hours, but I think we can call it a day. I think people have got enough that they have something to think about for the rest of the week, and I think they'll enjoy just loving themselves as a reality, that they can love themselves. They can look at themselves in the mirror and say, I love you. You're a wonderful person.
Yes.
And it feels good.
Right.
You know?
Let's return to Laura for just a minute. I muted her microphone. Laura, thank you for bringing up the continuation of the topic of love.
Oh, good. Thanks for talking about it. I like that topic. So I appreciate everything you said, Ada Marie. Thank you. Thanks,
You're
David.
Welcome.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You. Best wishes again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so once again we come to a close, and we say goodbye to you.
And have a wonderful, wonderful week and weekend, okay?
Absolutely, you too.
Okay.
Okay.